Next, Laura Lawton. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Listen, ladies, listen. If you want your Christmas cards to be especially outstanding this year, if you want to save real money on your cards, then act immediately. And Laura Lawton will send you her distinctive Stony Brook Art Christmas cards, all you need, each set of 10 cards with envelopes, only 25 cents to Babbo users, or 50 cards for a dollar bill. That way you save even more money. Now picture these gorgeous Stony Brook Art cards, the very same cards that have brought so much happiness to Laura and Peter. They're large, handsome cards, the French fold type, each with a different design in full, brilliant Christmas colors. Some show Christmas candles, bright red poinsettias, others pine trees, snowflakes, green holly, and red berries. Then, to make them richer looking, some have cut-out designs, others lovely satin ribbons, and many of them are gorgeously embossed. What's more, the greetings inside are warm-hearted and friendly, the kind you search for yet seldom find. In retail stores, you'd pay a great deal more than we ask, so you get distinctive cards while saving real money. Order all you need today. We make this bargain offer simply to thank old friends and to win new friends for Babbo, the amazing grease-dissolving cleaner. Now, here's all you do to get your cards. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label. Send with only 25 cents, a quarter, for your set of 10 Stony Brook Art cards with envelopes. Better still, send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 50 of these wonderful cards, enough for your entire list. Mail with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. That's Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Send now and have your cards in time for early mailing. Offer good only in United States. And now, Laura Lawton. Official Washington has had to get in touch with Angus MacDonald, the brother-in-law of Laura's husband, Peter Carver, since the Foreign Office in London, England, evidently feels that Peter's disappearance has more significance than is apparent at first glance. And so Angus's wife, Gail, is hearing from Angus the news that Peter is missing.
Gail, you have to take this thing calmly.
I'll try to, Angus, but it's my brother. Where is he? What happened?
We don't know. That was Peter's secretary, May Case, on the telephone just now. She says they have word that he's safe.
But I...
Darling, look, why all this happened, I don't know. But I do know this much. It all has to be kept very secret indeed.
Why? This is Peter, my brother, that this has happened to.
Nothing has happened to him, Gail.
Yet.
Well, I doubt that anything will.
You can be so wise and strong and intelligent, Angus. You can be so smart.
Gail.
Angus, we should go to England. We should go there now.
That's out of the question.
Angus, I sat here, planning Christmas with you. Planning it all around their coming home. There's one of Laura's lovely Christmas cards. I was going to decorate the staircase of their apartment just the way she has it there, on her lovely card. And now...
Oh, Gail, Gail.
What's going to happen, Angus? What's going to happen?
Meanwhile, in London, England, Laura shivers a little as May Case gives her a cup of tea.
I'm so cold, May. I'm so terribly cold.
Drink this, Laura, dear.
The shivering. It's nerves, I know, but if I could only stop it.
Relax, Laura. You have to relax.
Yes, of course, I have to relax. It isn't too easy, though, May, is it?
It isn't easy at all. But Ilseborg told you Peter was safe.
Yes, didn't she?
And all this is reaction.
Of course. Just reaction.
And one day soon you will be together, you and Peter. And you will laugh at all this at all this intrigue and excitement.
I know. Or we... Peter and I will be divorced, and Ilseborg, who loves him so that a light shines in her eyes when his name is mentioned, then she will have him, and they will live happily ever after, like the story.
Ilseborg may love Peter, but Peter loves you, Laura.
Dear May, you're sweet. If Peter loves me, why isn't he here? Why isn't he here? And why am I here? Oh, May, questions beat on my brain like an ocean. A strange ocean, all storms and tempests. No tranquil seas at all, May.
Laura.
Peter's in France, in a farmhouse on the coast. And for all I know, he's standing on some seawall, looking across the channel.
Thinking of you, Laura, I'm sure of it.
Are you sure of it?
Yes.
How nice, May. How nice. And only the English Channel separates Peter and me. Only that. And it couldn't be wider. It couldn't be further away, actually. May, let's face it. We're worlds apart. Worlds apart.
And just across the channel, Peter is standing on a seawall beside Madame Prunier, at whose farmhouse he's virtually a prisoner. Her great cloak is being whipped by a cruel wind, but she looks across the water, saying...
I love this place, Peter.
It's very beautiful, Madame Prunier, in a magnificent sort of way. Certainly terrifying.
It was terrifying to me during the war not to be allowed to come here.
The Germans kept you away?
I was a prisoner, practically. They never quite knew what to make of me. But knowing I was American by birth, they didn't trust me at all. They were sure I'd hide American soldiers if I had the chance. So they saw to it that I didn't have a chance.
How did they do that?
By keeping me under guard. And I fooled them. I have a record of boys I helped through. All with the aid of a little wine. My husband had magnificent cellars, you know. And I made the most of them.
You were in danger of being found out all the time.
Yes. After all, though, it was all I could do in the war. I could share danger, and I was glad to. But actually, it became routine after a while. We had things so beautifully organized, my friends and I, that was a little like running a travel bureau.
Not quite, madame.
Oh, yes. Batches of tourists would come in a hay cart.
All Americans?
Oh, no. Anything and everything except the enemy. All part of the underground, you see, shipped from here to there. We were a stopping place.
And, of course, the beaches.
And the fishing boats. Oh, many a net full of fish they took from our farmyards. One day I may show you the underground passage out beyond the seawall, the cave there on the point.
Where? Way out there?
Yes. There's an immense pool at its mouth, and we built a wonderful legend about it. No natives would go near it because of the deaths that had happened there. We'd send them all through the cellars and out to the cave, and they'd swim for it. Swim right out of the cave, you see, through the pool.
Good night.
Oh, it was exciting. I miss it. I'm nearly 75 years old. The war let me work. Now, what do? Mumble by a fireside and talk to you.
Oh, it's been most illuminating, madame.
Yes, I'm sure, but don't try to escape, Peter Carver. Don't let me find you moseying around my wine cellars looking for the way to the cave.
It wouldn't do me much good, the cave, would it? I can swim, but there's no boat to swim to.
No, there's no boat to swim to.
Funny, the cliffs of England over there.
I don't see them. There's a fog.
No, I know you don't see them. Do you know Matthew Arnold's Dover Beach, Madame Prunier?
No, I don't.
It's very lovely. It's one of Laura's and my favorite poems. When we were in love, the world was a simpler place than it is now.
There wasn't a great deal of poetry in my life, as I remember. I married for what I thought was love. And he married for what he knew was an enormous amount of money.
That's unfortunate.
Not really. I was a rich little girl from Nevada, and I thought life was incredibly gay and sophisticated. and that it was right and beautiful for me to restore the family house of the Pruniers and to reestablish their lost grandeur. It was fun, yes. I was not too unhappy, not after I looked facts in the face and saw that there was no poetry.
Perhaps in Laura's life and mine there was too much poetry. I don't know.
You make your own world, I find. I made mine, you will make yours, and Laura will make hers. I should like to meet her.
I should like to see her.
I wonder if you will. Or has Ilse Borg marked you for her own?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I was thinking out loud. Not a very sensible thing to do.
I'd like to write to Laura. Do you suppose I mind?
Yes, if you let me read it before you send it.
I wouldn't even know the mechanism of sending a letter from here, madame. Naturally, you may read it.
Let us go back to the house, then, and you may write your letter. I'll take your arm.
You're tired. Oh,
not in the least. But it is a very long time since I've had the opportunity of walking with a young man.
I don't feel exactly young right now.
You are very young, strong and healthy, and I like to have you around.
Well, thank you, but...
Do not keep me prisoner to that liking, eh? Well, I have no choice about keeping you prisoner. I've given my word to Ilse to guard you, to protect you. And your own safety lies in being my prisoner.
I can't imagine why anyone should want to do anything to me. I'm not that important.
No, as an individual you are not. But as the designer of the C-732...
What did you say?
Oh, Peter, don't be a fool. Did you expect that espionage stopped with the war?
What do you know of the C-732?
Very little, except its paramount importance.
Someone wants it?
It or its designer.
Well, if everyone knows I don't design...
Everyone knows that you want them to think you don't design.
Laura...
To save her worry, you have always let her think that the brains of the shipyards were in the drafting rooms.
During the war...
Yes, yes. Laura doesn't know. Everyone else does. Everyone that matters in this instance.
Ilse?
Certainly. It was coincidence your being involved with her, but it helped her. They turned from her to you in their pursuit.
I see.
My dear Peter, you may stand on my seawall and quote Dover Beach. Shout it across the water to Laura if you wish. But you cannot leave here. You wouldn't be alive to reach the town.
Ladies, with Christmas so near, you can save time, save money... by sending for Laura's unusual Stony Brook Art Christmas cards today. You'll have all the cards you need. Yes, and what compliments you'll get. For these are gorgeous cards in full, brilliant colors, the kind you'd expect Laura to select. They're large size, the French fold type, handsome, rich-looking, each one friendly, warm-hearted, brimming over with Christmas cheer. Laura promises you'll love them as she does. So order all you need today. For your set of 10 Stony Brook Art Christmas cards with envelopes, get a can of Babbo. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label, mail it with only 25 cents a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Or send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 50 of these Stony Brook Art cards. That way you save even more money. Address Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Send now and mail early. Is from the original radio play by Ann Hummert and produced under her supervision. Dialogue by Elizabeth Todd. Ned Weaver plays Peter and Jan Miner plays Laura. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner. Tune in tomorrow. And until then, keep kitchen and bathroom spotless the fast, easy way with Babbo, B-A-B-O. Hog Raisers,
For low-cost sanitation, use Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.